Iteration in GCSE Further Mathematics Educational Podcast. Hello, and welcome to this study session on iteration, one of the most powerful numerical methods you'll encounter in GCSE Further Mathematics. I'm here to guide you through everything you need to know to confidently tackle iteration questions in your OCR exam. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is iteration, and why should I care? Well, imagine you're trying to solve an equation like x cubed minus x minus 1 equals 0. You can't factorize it easily, and the quadratic formula won't help because it's not a quadratic. This is where iteration comes to the rescue. It's a systematic method that lets you find approximate solutions to equations that would otherwise be impossible to solve by hand. The beauty of iteration is that it's like a mathematical treasure hunt. You make an educated guess, apply a formula repeatedly, and watch as your answers get closer and closer to the true solution. It's satisfying, it's powerful, and it's absolutely essential for your exam. So let's dive in. Core concepts. Let's start with the fundamentals. Iteration is all about turning an equation of the form f of x equals 0 into what we call an iterative formula, x subscript n plus 1 equals g of x subscript n. This might look intimidating at first, but think of it as a recipe. You start with an ingredient, your initial value x naught, and you follow the same steps over and over until you get the result you want. The first crucial step is rearranging your equation. If you're given something like x cubed equals x plus 1, you need to isolate x on one side. You might rearrange it to x equals the cube root of x plus 1. This becomes your iterative formula, x subscript n plus 1 equals the cube root of x subscript n plus 1. The key here is algebraic manipulation, and this is where many candidates lose marks. You must show every single step clearly. Don't skip lines, don't work backwards, and definitely don't just write down the final formula without justification. Once you have your iterative formula, you need a starting value. We call this x naught. Sometimes the question will give you this starting value, like use x naught equals 2. Other times, you might need to estimate it from a graph or use your mathematical intuition. A good starting value helps the iteration converge faster, but even a rough estimate will usually get you there eventually. Now comes the repetitive part, and this is where your calculator becomes your best friend. You substitute x naught into your formula to get x1, then you substitute x1 to get x2, then x2 to get x3, and so on. Here's the golden rule that will save you marks. Use the ANS key on your calculator. Press equals, then immediately type your formula using ANS as the variable, and keep pressing equals. This maintains full precision throughout your calculations and prevents rounding errors. Let me give you a concrete example. Suppose we're solving x cubed minus x minus 1 equals 0, and we've rearranged it to x equals the cube root of x plus 1. If we start with x naught equals 1, we get x1 equals the cube root of 1 plus 1, which is the cube root of 2, approximately 1.26. Then x2 equals the cube root of 1.26 plus 1, which is approximately 1.312. Then x3 is approximately 1.322. Notice how the values are getting closer together? That's convergence in action. You keep going until consecutive values agree to the required degree of accuracy. If the question asks for 3 significant figures, you need to continue until at least the first 3 digits stop changing. Typically, you'll need to calculate 4 or 5 iterations and write them all down to at least 5 decimal places. This shows the examiner you understand the process and aren't just guessing. One more thing about convergence. Not all rearrangements work. Some iterative formulas diverge, meaning the values get further apart rather than closer together. OCR will always give you a formula that converges, but you should be aware that the way you rearrange the equation matters. If you're ever asked to suggest your own rearrangement, think carefully about which form will bring values together rather than push them apart. Exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam. Iteration questions typically appear as 4 to 6 mark questions, and they follow a predictable structure. You'll usually be asked to show that an equation rearranges to a given form, then use iteration to find a root to a specified accuracy. For the show that part, you must show every algebraic step. Start with the original equation, clearly state what operation you're performing, and arrive at the required form. Examiners are looking for logical progression. If you jump straight to the answer, you'll lose method marks, even if you're correct. For the iteration part, write down at least your first 3 or 4 values to 5 decimal places. Label them clearly: x0, x1, x2, x3. Then state your final answer to the required accuracy. If the question asks for 3 significant figures, write something like, therefore, the root is 1.32 to 3 significant figures. Now, the mistakes. the biggest one, rounding too early. If you round x1 to 3 significant figures, then use that rounded value to calculate x2, your errors compound, and you'll never reach the correct answer. Keep full precision until the very end. Second mistake, incorrect algebra when rearranging. Watch out for negative signs, especially when you're moving terms across the equal sign. And if you're dividing by x, remember you can't do that if x might be 0. Third mistake, stopping too soon. Just because x2 and x3 look similar doesn't mean they've converged to 3 significant figures. Always calculate 1 or 2 extra iterations to be sure. And finally, not using the ANS key. I can't stress this enough. It's the difference between a correct answer and one that's slightly off due to rounding errors. Quick recall, quiz. Let's test your understanding with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer. Question 1. What is the standard form of an iterative formula? Answer. X subscript n plus 1 equals g of x subscript n. Question 2. Why must you use the ANS key on your calculator? Answer. To maintain full precision and avoid cumulative rounding errors. Question 3. How many decimal places should you write down for your intermediate iterations? Answer. At least 5 decimal places. Question 4. What does it mean when an iterative sequence converges? Answer. The values get closer and closer together, approaching the true root. Question 5. In a show that question, can you work backwards from the answer? Answer. No. You must show logical forward progression from the starting equation. Summary and sign off. Let's wrap up. Iteration is a powerful method for solving equations that can't be solved algebraically. The process is straightforward. Rearrange your equation into the form x subscript n plus 1 equals g of x subscript n, choose a starting value, and repeatedly apply the formula until your values converge to the required accuracy. Remember the key exam techniques. Show all algebraic steps in rearrangement questions, use the ANS key to maintain precision, write down multiple iterations to at least 5 decimal places, and don't round until you state your final answer. Iteration questions are highly structured and predictable, which means they're a fantastic opportunity to secure marks if you follow the method carefully. Practice a few examples, get comfortable with your calculator, and you'll find these questions become routine. Thank you for listening, and best of luck with your revision. Keep practicing, stay precise, and remember, iteration is just a systematic treasure hunt for solutions. You've got this.